BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
How are you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good. I had such a good night at the Brits. It was fun.
It was fun, yeah.
It's a fun one.
My highlight was meeting Jess Glynn's parents.
Okay, yeah. What's amazing is, like, these memories that keep coming back. And even you've got one or two that you were just saying just now.
Yeah.
A great one.
Thank you, yeah. Very good.
But one of the weirdest moments for me last night, one of many weird moments, can I say the naughty boy thing?
Yep.
So it was like, it was just so weird, the whole thing. Like, so I saw Gemma Collins.
Amazing dress.
Huge dress.
I hope you saw it, yeah.
Yeah. And behind Gemma Collins was Naughty Boy holding her dress, which was kind of weird enough.
Hmm.
But he led her into the ladies' loos.
I've just seen the video, it's great.
It's really odd. And I said to him, I said, mate, you can't go there. And that happened anyway.
Yeah.
It's just funny how these memories come back.
Fast forward to today's live lounge and the amazing Lizzo, who I did meet at the Brits last night.
So good.
So good. And this happened on Clara's show.
Lizzo has got a laugh like Scott Mills.
Now, what's Scott Mills?
Well, Scott Mills is a human being.
Oh.
And no, he's a lovely human being. He's lovely. He does a show on radio and he does a show straight after me. And he's a very beloved person and he's got a very infectious laugh.
So we need a laugh off.
You do, actually. If you stick around, maybe that could happen because I wonder who would win in that, you know.
You know it's going to be him, girl.
I don't know. I don't know. Someone should crack a few corny jokes between you two and we'll see.
That's amazing. I know.
What's Scott Mills?
I'm keeping that forever. But it is a similar laugh, isn't it? It is quite similar.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday, we did this great thing which makes everyone sound a little bit tipsy.
Oh, it's brilliant, this, yeah. And do you remember we said that we could use this potentially today?
Mm.
Although, does it lose the effect if we explain it before? Too late now.
Yeah, maybe I'll just play it. It's great when you slow presenters down because... I mean, it sounds like Greg had a great time at the Brits.
Thursday, the 21st of February. We've got a lot to talk about. Katie, we've got a lot to talk about as well.
We have.
But we talk about Sam Fender's bus as well, which was incredible. Yes. That's not a euphemism. It was absolutely amazing. The party bus. And it's 6:34.
Just the pauses are that much longer. Clara, great show as well.
Hello. Good morning, pals. It's Clara with you until lunchtime. Don't watch me cry on Radio 1, so it is the morning after.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Some people are real-life heroes, and for me, those heroes are the listeners that apply for Where Do You Think They Were? It's not an easy task, having your parents tell you where and when you were made on the radio, but it feels great afterwards and it's part of your history, you know? Listen, if you want to be a hero, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I need you and I need one of your parents to tell us where you were conceived. Simple idea.
I like that these appeals are becoming more and more emotional every time we do them. But yeah, you are right, we do need people to take part. Should we crack on with today?
Yes, hello Callum.
Hi.
So, where do you live, Callum?
I live in Merthyr, in Wales.
Merthyr Tydfil, and you are how old?
19.
Okay. Have you ever asked your parents about this subject before?
It hasn't really ever come up. I don't think it's something you do talk to your parents about, really, is it?
Well, it depends what kind of parents you've got. Some people are very open, you know?
Yeah, true.
I know what you mean, Callum. It's hard to just get round to the conversation, isn't it? But then sometimes you see something on TV, might be watching a nature show or something like that, and then it just might spark a conversation, you know? And it certainly gets you thinking, doesn't it? Not that you want to think of it like that, but then I guess that's what we're all here for.
Yeah.
It's all about your parents, mate.
Yeah, and Callum, let's be honest, you wouldn't be here if it hadn't have happened.
You're very right.
Okay, so who are we going to speak to today? Is it Mum or Dad?
Dad.
Dad? What's his name?
Andrew.
Have you any idea?
No, couldn't, no.
What are you hoping it won't be, Callum?
Something involving, I don't know, maybe a jacuzzi or a holiday or some sort.
Yeah.
Mm. Something, maybe something just basic and none of the romance or anything.
Okay. We've had quite a lot of bridge and car babies before.
I know what you mean, you want nothing creative. Hot tubs, it's weird, isn't it? They're so different to swimming pools, is that in that when you look at a hot tub, you just assume stuff has happened.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? One of your friends in particular, Scott, he has a hot tub, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And I refuse to go in it. Anyway, let's move this on.
Back to, let's meet the dad. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Scott. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm really good, Andrew. You've got a friendly voice.
Thank you very much indeed.
So we don't want a jacuzzi conception for this, but we're I'm so excited to hear what this week's one's going to be.
And you didn't want a holiday either, did you?
I wouldn't mind a holiday, but none of the romance holiday. I'd not know Paris or anything.
Okay.
Yeah, you want something purely functional?
Yes.
It was discussed before, several meetings were had, and then it happened, that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
No one enjoyed it.
No, I didn't want one smile.
Right, okay, we'll do, where do you think they were next?
Scott Mills.
Callum is on the line, he's from Merthyr, hello.
Hi.
He's 19, Dad Andrew is also on the line, hello.
Hello.
Okay, let's do, where do you think they were? Callum, are you ready?
I am.
Don't worry, mate, bear with it, it'll be over soon.
That's what your dad said.
Yes.
That's what I did, yeah.
So, essentially, that's the ideal story for you, isn't it, Callum?
Yep.
All right, okay. Well, let's see.
Okay, I have got some sexy music and I'd like to play it to you now. Yeah. Okay, Andrew.
Yeah?
Over to you. Set the scene for us.
We were in St. Lucia. Sun was setting. Beautiful, beautiful night.
Oh, I think switch to tropical music now, Scott.
I've got some Caribbean music right here.
We just got married.
Oh, see, this is already not going your way, Callum. You didn't want it to be romantic, did you?
No. Well, believe me, Cal, don't worry. You won't be disappointed. It definitely was romantic. And it was definitely no smiles. I was definitely over very, very quickly. Oh. Unfortunately, before we went away, I fancied a kebab. Right. And I thought, being a good husband I was, I'll get my wife my salad from the kebab shop because she's a vegetarian. Why wouldn't you get
it? Yeah, I'm intrigued by that. Surely if you're treating your wife then, you wouldn't get the salad from a kebab place, because surely just straight up salad from a kebab place is unsatisfying to anyone.
Yes, but I didn't quite tell her that I was getting the salad from this particular shop. It was also a bit of a dodgy kebab shop, but it was a very nice kebab shop, so you've got to weigh up the options. Mm. Nice, but dodgy, but still, hey, I enjoyed it.
Okay.
So, anyway, cut a long story short, we were in St. Lucia. As soon as we got there, my wife started feeling a little bit unwell, and I was enjoying the sunshine a bit too much. She was getting sort of a lot more sicker, and I was getting a lot more burnt.
This is such a romantic
it is brilliant.
Why was she ill?
Well, believe it or not, she'd actually caught... she'd actually contracted salmonella from the salad.
Wow.
But we didn't know this. We just put it down to holiday stomach. So, of course...
So when did she get ill? When she got to St. Lucia?
When she got to St. Lucia, all of a sudden, the bug started kicking in.
Oh.
And we just thought it was literally a holiday stomach, and, sort of take a couple of tablets and think, I'll be okay, but she never did really get better.
This is fascinating, though, guys, because normally with these stories, you sort of see it building up, and it's like, and then we got a car to there and stuff like that. So far, what you've described is your wife developing a horrible sickness bug.
Yes.
Well, I'm terrified how this is connected to the conception story.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying.
So, like I said, the scene, now we just got married and we were in a hotel room my wife was looking particularly sexy, hanging over the toilet for the wrong reason.
Oh, my word.
I can't cope with this. I need to break. Wait.
Scott Mills.
Afternoon Jade, who says, why would you just cut it off mid-story? Why would you do that? I just needed a little... A little break. You know what I'm saying, Chris?
Yeah.
It's where do you think they were? Hey, Callum.
Hi.
Okay, now, what were the last words out of your dad's mouth before that song?
She looked sexy, particularly sexy, bent over the toilet.
Yeah, that was your dad talking about your mum there.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow, this is...
I'm not sure how this is going to develop, but we'll stick with it.
Okay, good luck, everyone. All right, Andrew, do carry on.
So, me being the caring new husband I was, patting her back, thinking to myself, is she going to be okay? But more importantly, are we going to be able to consummate the marriage? Mm. Which was, foremost on my mind. Yes.
Indeed.
It was our wedding night, and I wasn't going to let a kebab shop in Merthyr ruin it for me.
That's so... wrong. But, so what's interesting there is, you went from sort of just rubbing her back, and then something there in your head's gone... Oh, that's a sexy back. Which I've always wondered what that song was actually about, but now you've given a bit of context to it.
Absolutely love that song. Brings back so many memories.
Yeah.
In fact, I've got it here. You okay, Callum?
Yep.
In fact, Andrew, do you want to sing a bit of this? That'd be nice.
I'm bringing sexy back. And other boys don't know whatever.
Go on, Andrew.
I think it's special when you're on your back.
Yes.
So turn around and get on your back.
Oh, this is, I mean, it's, the words are wrong and it's...
Dirty baby.
Oh, I'm done.
That's horrific.
I'm out. Callum.
Yes. Oh. So, bearing in mind, Mo, I got third-degree burns on my knees and my tops of my feet from too much sunbathing, which was also a predicament I was in. You know, so it does sort of cut down on a few of the options of... if you know what I mean.
Oh. So, where are you sunburnt again?
I'm sunburnt on all the fronts of my legs and the tops of my feet. Literally really badly sunburned. So it does, as you can imagine, it does make things a bit awkward.
Okay, so you're kind of limited there, aren't you?
Very limited, yes, very limited, yes.
Yeah, so neither of you are fighting fit at this point.
definitely not.
But no. The idea has popped into your head, Andrew. So where do we go from there?
She started to feel a little bit better and... I made my move, you know, as you would. I said, hey, as a newly married man, you know, I wanted to keep her happy from the beginning of the marriage.
Yeah.
And it was basically sort of like, how can I describe it? Like a roll-on, roll-off ferry. I was on one side and off the other, all in one fair motion. And and I'm just absolutely amazed that 9 months down the line, I mean, you know, 9 months down the line from that night, Callum was born.
Wow. Callum is so much worse than I predicted.
You know. Yeah.
But it's utterly horrific to imagine.
It was, the most romantic, probably one of the most romantic nights of my life, definitely, yes. In hindsight, I don't think there's, you know, salad from a kebab shop just before you went away was such a good idea. But, if I hadn't bought the salad, we wouldn't be on a radio now talking about it, would we?
How do you feel about the roll-on, roll-off ferry comment there, Callum? It's not the best.
I think you'd be a little more gentle with the way you said that.
Yeah.
Because it's my mother.
Exactly how every person imagines their wedding night will.
Absolutely horrific scenes in St Lucia.
The honeymoon dream you were living there, weren't you? Incredible.
We were. Jeez.
I'm absolutely done with this person.
I like that this one seems to be disgusting.
Me. It's really got something in my head here. It's,
Callum, we better book hotel tonight. I don't think your mother's going to let us home.
How are you feeling after that, please? 81199.
Scott Mills.
I've got music from Camel Fat, 21 Savage and Lizzo coming up off of... Why is it Scott Mills? Obsessed with her in the live lounge. I was sat next to pretty much at the Brits last night.
Yeah.
All sorts of amazing. My new fave. Juice is coming up. So, Where Do You Think They Were has literally got the nation shook.
Oh, it's easily the worst one so far for me.
I know.
How about you? I don't know. It's just really affected me, that.
Yeah. It's just a combination of the illness, I think.
That's what I'm saying.
And the sunburn. Becky, how did it make you feel?
Very, very uncomfortable.
Sure.
That sunburn story just...
I think it's the sunburn.
They must have faced.
And also, like, the sexy back singing, I don't think was necessary.
What a way with words you've got.
I know. You okay, Callum?
Yep.
In fact, Andrew, do you want to sing a bit of this? That'd be nice.
I'm bringing sexy back.
No!
Other boys don't know whatever.
Go on, Andrew.
I think it's special when you're on your back.
Yes!
So turn around and get on your back.
Oh, this is, I mean, it's, the words are wrong and it's.
Dirty baby.
Oh, Catherine, how did you feel?
Oh, honestly, I nearly spat my eye being right all over the dog's head when he started singing. It was absolutely hilarious.
It was great. But
proper dad
awful.
Lyrics as well.
Dad lyrics to that.
Oh, my God.
You know, when
Callum.
My dad does it as well in the car. He doesn't know the words, but he sings different words with confidence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, classic.
You loved it.
Oh, loved it. Absolutely loved it. Dog, not so much.
Right. The roll-on, roll-off ferry comment as well.
It was basically sort of like, how can I describe it? Like a roll-on, roll-off ferry. I was on the one side and off the other.
Listen to Catherine. Scott Mills. Right, do you want to be a hero? Apply for Where Do You Think They Were? Email scott.mills at bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Big announcement coming at 3 p.m. today. You do not want to miss this. 3 o'clock. Hello, Nicole.
Hi.
Where are you working today, then?
I'm off today, actually. Day off. Okay.
Nice.
Right, what are you doing with it?
Well, I'm going on holiday on Sunday, so I'm currently packing.
Okay, where are you going?
Florida.
Oh, nice.
I know, I can't wait.
Are you doing Orlando and all that?
Orlando, absolutely. Disney, Universal, the best.
Have you been before?
Yes, I've been many times.
I'm obsessed with the outlet stores.
Literally the best ones in the world. I already got a shopping list of what I'm going to buy.
Of course you have.
Is there a Harry Potter world there?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God, the best thing in the world. I have a collection of wands, so I can't wait to add to that. Oh,
you got all the wands?
Well, I've got about 15.
Why so many wands?
Why not?
Well, because surely you only need one wand. Do you know what I mean? What? Like, why all the different ones?
Well,
depends what house you're sort of feeling. That kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. You never know how you're going to feel on the day.
Yeah. Okay. Where are you living? Where do you live?
I'm from Cardiff, but I live now in Bridgend. I just moved.
Okay, cool. I've got this for you today on Bangers. See if you like my choice.
Yeah. Pre-weekend.
You like this?
Yes, I do. Getting excited for the weekend.
It is a good choice, this, from you. However, my banger today is it's so good. I really want to hear it on Radio 1 today. Okay, you can have that. We can have my choice today, which is this. This isn't none of my business, but still no one is going to pop off at any minute. This is vintage Eminem, when he was, like, really, really, really good. This is Toy Soldiers.
Really good.
So it's between Stereo Love, Edward Meyer, or Toy Soldiers, Eminem.
Oh, it's difficult, but I'm so sorry, Scott. I've got to go with Chris.
Come on!
You can't be a good old Eminem.
But you said my one was...
I know, I'm sorry.
That's the right choice. Love this.
The birthday girls are back.
Hello. Hello. You obviously like podcasts. You've obviously got great taste. So why not listen to another podcast, Birthday Girls House Party, on BBC Sounds?
Birthday Girls House Party.
It's not just a random house party.
We've got a theme.
We've done pirates. We've done a surprise party. We've got comedy guests. Loads of comedy guests. We've had James Acaster.
Hello Camille. How are you?
She kicked me out during a spelling test. Because she thought that I was going... This is too easy, but actually, I was a heavy breather.
So, if you like the sound of that, please listen to Birthday Girls House Party, available now on BBC Sounds.
My choices are being called shambolic. It's one of the many words that my bangers are being called at the moment. Yeah, I'm not having the best time, I'm not going to lie.
I think that was a close one today, though, without sounding patronising.
I really thought Edward Meyer would have it.
Yeah, well, come on. Eminem, Toy Soldiers. Massive, massive song.
It's a song by Eminem that I don't even really think about, though.
That's why I love it. You don't hear it very often.
You do not. Okay, you win again.
Scott Mills.
Here we go. So, we've got something to tell you. Ben's in Chesterfield. What do you think our announcement is, Ben?
Are you retiring to Radio 2?
Good use of the word retiring. I like that. Retire to Radio 2. Are you?
Is that the big announcement?
Well, I'm not planning to. No, I'm not. I'm still here.
Thank God for that.
He's... So, Scott, let's press you on this then. So you'll rule out a move to Radio 2 till when? When are you ruling this out? You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. That's the phrase that springs to mind here.
I have had something made just in case.
Yes?
Can I play it to you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Scott Mill. 88 to 91
yeah. Just in case. BBC Radio 2.
Yeah, it's not bad. Do you know what, though? That's not the announcement. Nice idea.
No, it's all right, then. Thank God.
Okay. Jason, what do you think the announcement might be?
Is it the Radio 1's big weekend?
That is still to be announced. Where are you hoping big weekend will be?
I'm in Worcester.
Jason, well, from Worcester.
We've never been to Worcester.
I'm in a weird mood today.
There you go, then.
Yeah, well, Worcester would be good. Thing is, with big weekend, everyone just hopes it's in their hometown.
Yeah.
Don't know.
We could do it in Bewdley.
We could do a big night out in Tramps nightclub, of course. You know, big Friday night sort of thing.
Is Tramps still on?
It is, yeah,
is
unfortunately.
It? Is that still on?
Yes. Many a good
I haven't
night.
Been to Tramps for years.
I love that it's still on.
I think I set foot in there once and never again. That's all I say.
It's not a big weekend announcement. Sorry, Jason.
Okay. Cheers, thank you.
Bye. Okay, Charlotte, over to you. Any ideas what the announcement might be?
Well, I was wondering, it must have been this time last year, because Comic Relief's coming up. Is it the return of the Lolathon?
Do you know the Lolathon was actually 2 years ago?
What?
What? I know.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I loved it.
We stayed up on the radio for 24 hours and told jokes for Comic Relief. It was really fun.
I know, I don't know how you did it.
So you think it might be Lolathon coming back?
Must be.
And you are correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is back.
Woo.
We are doing Radio 1's Lolathon again for Comic Relief. Oh, God, we've got to be on air for 24 hours again telling jokes.
I'm well up for it. It was so fun and silly. And all for a great cause. So it's well worth doing again, and that's what we're going to do.
Behind the scenes, we've been making plans, and it's going to be 1 p.m. on Wednesday, the 6th of March, for 24 hours for Comic Relief. Well guessed, Charlotte.
Thanks.
You're looking forward to it?
Yeah, I can't wait. I'll try and watch the whole thing.
Here's what happened 2 years ago on the last Lolathon.
Scott Mills and Chris Stark are warming up for their Red Nose Day Challenge.
Okay, what about this? What does Miley Cyrus have for Christmas dinner?
Wrecking ball balls?
No. Twerky?
Twerky.
Call the cops! These men just stole a joke.
Two funny-ish men. 24 hours. All the jokes. And they really need your help.
We haven't got enough jokes for 24 minutes, let alone 24 hours.
It's Radio 1's 24-hour Lolathon. For Red Nose Day.
Please help us.
Radio 1's 24-hour Lolathon. For Red Nose Day.
We have live voiceover man now to announce our next live guest. Go.
It's Oni, the quite awesome Ricky Gervais, everybody. Harry Hill.
Why is it only Tudor buildings that we mock? No? All right.
He's my buddy, he's your buddy, he's everybody's buddy. He's Chabuddy G.
Are we ready?
Remix.
I'm in love with your body.
Everyone.
Why, oh, why? I'm in love with your body, G.
I am now walking the horse into the bar. And the horse is nearly in. And the barman says...
Why the long face?
Yeah! One!
Okay, first up, on the comedy roast of Chris Stark.
You know how you always take the mick out of Matt for riding a scooter? Hmm. That's kind of rich, because you've been riding on Scott's coattails for 5 years.
Oh! 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 Oh, okay, take a breath. This is the rudest game of Innie and the Bingo you'll ever hear. Be warned. Oh, all right, then.
One.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, this is where we find out. Okay, let's just get this over and done with. I want to see. So, the donation total amount for Radio 1's
24-hour lolathon for Comet Relief is... We wanted $250,000. $275,263.
Come on!
275,000. That is incredible.
We did it.
Right, that's gone way over. 275. We did it. And thank you so much to everybody.
Hold on, I'm going home.
Scott Mills.
Dan says, please say there will be innuendo bingo on the 24-hour lolathon. I'm going to tell you, there are going to be at least two.
It's going to be on this. Honestly, the plans for this so far are amazing. We're going to do our very best with this. Obviously, we're going to need everyone's help to get involved.
Yeah, with donations and also with jokes. Hannah on the M11 says, lads, no word of a lie, you've made this really long week in my life so much better by saying that the lolathon is back. It is. For Comet Relief, 6th of March.
Such a good cause as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be a really fun way to earn money. That's what it's all going to be about. Great cause, but we're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
Vicky says, this reminds me of 2 years ago when I found the best joke ever from the lolathon. Why don't you see elephants hiding in trees? Because they're really good at it.
There's the problem is, the jokes that I remember from the last one... You love that. The only jokes I remember from the last ones are...
Yeah, I know.
You know.
We can't say them now.
You know. The drink and...
There will be, you know...
The soft drink one.
You
know the one I mean?
I know, yes. There will be ruder jokes, of course, at times. And then, of course, in the daytime, there will be ones that are perfectly suitable for all ears. But it is back. The Lolathon, Wednesday, March the 6th at 1 p.m. I'm so excited for it.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey, Nicole.
Hello, babe.
So... After our last chat, when you told me that the person you most want to interview in the whole world is Eamon Holmes, guess what?
Yeah, what?
I messaged him.
On Insta?
Slid into his DMs, didn't I?
Yeah, what did he say?
Shall I actually tell you what I said?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Eamon, it's Scott. How are you?
Oh my God, I can't... Yeah, I can't get on. Right.
I wonder if I can get you on my Radio 1 show at some point. We have a girl who was a super fan of you who says you would be her favourite person to interview ever. She's really lovely and very Welsh.
I'm shaking, like actually shaking.
It would make her life. Let me know. And then I put at the end, hope you and Ruth are good.
Nice.
Yeah.
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 Right. And he replied.
He answered. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, go on, Ed. Go on. Go on.
He just put, sounds great. Just tell me when, mate. And then a thumbs up emoji.
Oh my God. I'm actually shaking. So he knows who I am.
Yeah,
oh
he does.
God. Oh my God. I just had egg on toast and I feel like you're coming up now.
Is it coming up?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. You're egg on toast.
Oh, it's coming off now.
Oh, no.
Okay, so Eamon knows of your existence.
That is absolutely amazing.
Here's my plan, okay?
Yeah.
Next week, whenever Eamon can do...
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get him on with you.
Yeah, fine.
So over the weekend...
I literally, my smile is from year to year. Thank you so much, honestly.
Oh, listen.
I'm really happy.
Are you?
You're so lovely people in you. Like, you are. No. You do so much for people.
Listen, I think you do quite a lot for us, to be honest. It's trust. It's a two-way thing. It's all good.
Whenever we get you on, the reaction from our listeners is so good.
I know that. I was looking down Twitter yesterday and some man said my voice sounds hot. I was like, whoa.
So, right, the plan is next week, you, Eamon Holmes, Radio 1, the interview.
I'm there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I literally feel on top of the world. Honestly feel on top of the world.
All right, listen, I'll be in touch next week about Eamon, all right?
Okay, love you both.
Love you both.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Scott and Chris.
Hi, where are you?
I am in Northern Ireland.
Okay, where?
Well, I'm from Bangor, but I'm now in a place called Derry/Londonderry.
Okay, right. I know that you're loving the fact that Matty from 1975 is on today, right?
Yes.
The whole show as well with Grimmy.
I know. I love Grimmy too.
The whole show.
Yeah. The whole show. Yeah. He's coming in now. I think he's in the lift. He's going to be. Hiya, Kerry. All right.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Looking forward to Matty. See, he's going to be here. Yeah, at 4, co-hosted, and then we've got two guests as well. Khalid's coming in and Christine and the Queen's coming in as well.
Yes, what a show.
Wow.
Fun, isn't it?
That's massive.
Yeah. Who's arranged this?
What a You've day
been busy.
For it.
Was this all sorted last night?
No, this was pre-planned. Oh. Well, Christine and the Queen's was just, yeah.
It's anyway, amazing.
It's touch and go, but she's coming in.
Do you remember we had a little, I was going to say a cuddle. It wasn't a cuddle. It was a handshake with Khalid last night.
Oh, yeah. It definitely wasn't a cuddle.
No, but I wanted
we
it
We felt his
be.
Lapel. It was pleated.
Yeah. That's a massive show.
It's going to be fun.
So Christine off the Queens.
Yeah.
Khalid.
Oh.
And Massey from 1975 from 4 p.m.
Scott Mills. Beef.